Market News Service Thursday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. Financial markets around the world are reeling today following President Donald Trump's latest and most severe volley of tariffs, and the U.S. stock market may be taking the worst of it. That for the Associated Press. They report the S&P 500 down 3.3% in early trading, worse than drops for other major stock markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 1160 points, or 2.7%, as of 9:32 a.m. Eastern Time, and the NASDAQ Composite was 4.5% lower. The AP notes prices fell for everything from crude oil to big tech stocks to small companies that invest only in U.S. real estate, and the value of the U.S. dollar also slid against other currencies, including the euro and the Canadian dollar. Meantime, Uplift Wisconsin is just one of the latest casualties from a $210 million cut in health funds to the state.
The Warm Line operates 7 days a week for 10 hours a day and provides peer-led support through certified professionals with lived experiences. Mental Health America of Wisconsin runs the program and is led by Martina Golan Graves. She says people are able to talk to peers who can empathize with them in a way that a therapist or family member might not be able to.
There is lots of testimony from the callers who actually utilize the Warm Line about if they hadn't called our Warm Line, they wouldn't have reached out for support to anyone else.
She says some people call daily and adds the program has been crucial in preventing costly emergency room visits and reducing suicide rates across the state. Last year, more than 24,000 people called into the Warm Line. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
Next, faith and community advocates rallied on the steps of the Alabama State House this week with a clear message for lawmakers: close the gaps.
The Advocacy Day event was headed by Faith in Action Alabama, and organizer J. Gregory Clark says expanding Medicaid is a crucial step toward improving access to care for those who need it most.
Alabamians would have access to more quality and affordable health care. It's really just that simple. If Medicaid would expand, then that could affect up to 200,000 Alabamians.
Alabama remains one of 10 states that has not expanded Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. Chantia Hudson reporting.
Alongside health care, the group is backing changes to the state's justice system. And a group of Portland residents are asking city officials to consider a ban on cruise ship water discharge in Casco Bay. Joan Lochtoff with the community advocacy group Portland Cruise Control says Seattle enacted a similar ban in 2021 with great results.
They were able to completely stop the water pollution from coming in. It was eliminated, and the air pollution was improved as well.
The City Sustainability and Transportation Committee will vote on the proposed ban this fall. This is Public News Service. New analysis from Energy Innovation warns repealing clean energy tax credits could increase energy costs in Michigan and nationwide.
Eliminating the credits would add $140 per year to household costs in the Great Lakes state and increase household energy bills nationwide by billions annually over the next 5 years. Dan O'Brien, senior analyst at Energy Innovation, says the proposed budget bill in Congress could eliminate two key tax credits to fund nationwide tax cuts, potentially driving up energy prices.
In the next 5 years, we would see somewhere around $6 billion of cost increases for households across the country. They're going to see increases in the near term of something like $50, in the long term, $300 to $500 in certain states.
Proponents of the cuts maintain they are vital for lowering taxes, stimulating growth, balancing the budget, and reducing reliance on the government. Crystal Blair reporting.
Next, Indiana, where school board elections move closer to becoming partisan after the House narrowly approved a bill requiring candidates to list political affiliations on the ballot. R.J. Lurie reports.
If enacted, candidates must declare a party affiliation, list themselves as independent, or remain nonpartisan. Party-affiliated candidates would have their designation appear on ballots. Democratic Representative Chuck Mosley of Portage spent 9 years on a school board and opposes the bill.
The whole premise of this bill is, there's politics in the schools. Let's just put more politics in the schools, and you can choose to believe me or not believe me, but the fact of the matter is, we kept politics out of that.
Supporters argued school boards already operate along party lines and said voters should know candidates' political leanings. The bill passed 54-40, with Republicans joining 26 Democrats who voted no.
Finally, Iowa is a leader in wind energy production,
but one of the biggest factors in pursuing alternative energy now hangs in the balance.
More than half of Iowa's electricity comes from wind power. The Iowa Environmental Council estimates the state saves at least $500 million a year by using wind. Congress is considering repealing the technology-neutral electricity tax credit, which puts incentives to use green fuel in danger. Energy Innovation's Dan O'Brien says a reduction in wind power wouldn't just hurt households, but Iowa farmers too.
In the Midwest, over 90% of wind turbines are sited on cropland because farmers use these renewables. So they bring in money for farmers even outside of harvest season when it doesn't rain enough, when the cost of labor goes up.
I'm Mark Moran.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported. Hear us on radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our content and trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.